Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
There's a combative bill brewing that could let a 12-year-old get the COVID shot without their parents' consent. We're sorting through that legislation coming up next.
And if you want to go see the Splash Brothers at Chase Center, you'll soon need to show that you also have your booster shot. We'll tell you when this goes into effect.
Plus, cracking down on illegal pop-up COVID testing sites. The questions being asked in San Francisco this morning.
Plus, a new plea to find a missing woman from Santa Rosa more than a year after she disappeared. Good morning. Thanks for starting your Friday with us. It is January 21st. I'm Ann Makovic in for Len.
And it is a Friday. I'm Amanda Starantino. Let's first get a check of our weather forecast with Mary Lee. And it's a little windy out there today, Mary.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Blustery day ahead. I'll be tracking those strong winds picking up for us with dry offshore northerly winds kicking up. So we have wind advisories that will be in effect for most of the Bay Area starting at 7 a.m. for the locations highlighted in gold. And winds will be gusting up to possibly 50 to 55 miles per hour. And we have high wind warnings highlighted in red for the North Bay Mountains with winds gusting up to 60 to possibly 70 miles per hour. So watch out for downed trees and power outages with those strong winds. Now, something else that I'm watching, it's not as foggy this morning compared to yesterday. You can actually see the Golden Gate Bridge as we start off our day, although there is some patchy fog for parts of the North Bay. Temperature-wise, we're in the 30s for the Santa Rosa area, looking at 40s Concord, Oakland, as well as Livermore and San Jose, low 50s in San Francisco. And as we head through the day, we are looking at walking you through the day in San Francisco. Plenty of sunshine, temperatures into the low to mid 60s this afternoon, but windy conditions, tracking those strong winds. Also for Oakland, we're looking at temps in the 60s with those winds kicking up. And also for the San Jose area, looking at the mid 60s this afternoon, sunny and warm and tracking those strong winds. I'll let you know when we'll see the strongest winds as we head through today into tomorrow. Coming up, back to you.
At 6:02, and today we're going to be hearing more details on a new bill that would let teenagers get the COVID vaccine without their parents' consent. State Senator Scott Wiener just introduced that legislation.
And KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live in San Francisco, breaking down this proposal that could get a lot of people talking.
Yeah, Fish, our position could come with this because it would allow a 12-year-old, a minor, 12 years old or older, to basically get this COVID shot without their parents needing to sign off on it. This is certainly one that could be controversial, and the bill is permissive, though, not a mandate. Senator Wiener said that widespread misinformation about the vaccine has caused many parents to deny their children access. In the San Francisco Chronicle, though, the senator said there are about 1 million young people between the ages of 12 and 17 who have not gotten the COVID shot because their parents either oppose or haven't taken them to get it. Wiener argues that California already allows those 12 and up to get certain vaccines and treatments like the HPV and hepatitis B vaccines without their parents' consent. So he says this should be no different. We know the senator will be holding a press conference at 9:30 this morning. We'll certainly let you know what unfolds there. We're live in San Francisco. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Now, if you want to see the Golden State Warriors play at the Chase Center, you are going to need a booster shot to get in.
And Jocelyn Moran joins us live in the newsroom with how long fans have to prepare for the new rules. I'm sure some fans are scrambling, Jocelyn.
Yeah, well, and Amanda, you still got some time. The Warriors are having a pretty good season right now. They're second in the Western Conference. Klay Thompson is back. It's an exciting time to go and see them play, but you'll want to make sure you're prepared. Starting February 1st, you'll need to show that you're boosted. That means if you got Pfizer or Moderna, you have three doses. If you have Johnson & Johnson, that means two doses. This applies to those 16 and older, and those between 12 to 15, you have a little bit more time. You have to show proof of booster starting March 1st. Now, you have to be boosted at least 1 week before you attend an event at the Chase Center. This mandate is from the San Francisco Department of Public Health for mega events over 500 people. Dr. George Rutherford with UCSF says it's the right move and some fans are on board with it.
I think that it's absolutely positively something that you have to be protected.
It's a sense of like feeling protected and feeling like, you know, we're going to stop the spread of this virus.
game after this rule goes into effect is February 3rd. That's against the Sacramento Kings. So if you're not boosted, the Warriors are hosting events on January 25th and the 29th. For now, live in the newsroom, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Jocelyn, thanks. And also today, nurses at Daly City's AHMC Seton Medical Center are set to hold a virtual press conference to demand staffing safety amid COVID-19. Organizers say hospital management is not prioritizing patient care over profits. And today's virtual event is scheduled for 5:30 this evening.
It appears coronavirus cases in San Francisco may have peaked on January 9th. The seven-day average was nearly 2,100 a day. But on the 12th, cases dropped to a little more than 1,000 a day. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, across the country, nearly 2,000 people are still dying from COVID every day.
And the city attorney's office of San Francisco issuing a pair of subpoenas as it investigates possible rogue COVID testing sites. They are demanding documents from two California-based companies, Community Wellness America and Crestview Clinical Laboratory, after users expressed concerns. Community Wellness set up two free COVID testing tables in San Francisco, including this one in front of Mission High School on Dolores Street. Public health officials shut the site down, saying it was unauthorized and violated business codes.
We are concerned about members of the public that may not be receiving COVID test results that are valid. And we don't know what is happening to the information that's being used.
Experts tell us any testing operation should be able to display what's called a valid CLIA certificate of compliance. That means the laboratory doing the testing actually knows what it's doing. So far, neither company has responded to our repeated requests for comment on this. Well, if you're looking for a COVID test, vaccine, or booster, visit our county-by-county resource guide on KPIX.com. Just click on the red banner at the top of the page.
Breaking news this morning, Meat Loaf, the iconic singer known for his hits like I'll Do Anything for Love, has died. According to his official Facebook page, Michael Lee Adai died with his wife by his side. The 1977 record Bat Outta Hell was one of the best-selling albums of all times. And he also did some acting, appearing in the classic Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, no official word yet on how he died, but TMZ is reporting that it was from COVID. Meat Loaf was 74 years old.
Happening today, San Jose investigators are expected to release new details into a deadly police shooting there. A man suspected in a carjacking was killed after police say he crashed a stolen car, then shot at police. This all unfolded on West Heading Street and Park Avenue on Wednesday. Police chopper first began following the suspect after getting a report of a stolen car.
Tonight, people in Fremont are going to gather to remember a woman who was killed last weekend in New York City. 40-year-old Michelle Goh grew up in Fremont, and she was a graduate of UCLA. On Saturday, she was shoved in front of a subway train at the Times Square station in New York. A candlelight vigil begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Fremont Downtown Event Center Plaza on Capitol Avenue. This morning, the search is ongoing for a Santa Rosa woman more than a year after she disappeared. Tara Trunick, last seen on January 11th of 2021. And while hope of actually finding her alive has faded, her family members are still determined to find out exactly what happened to her, including her former fiancé, Chris Pryor. They shared a son. Trunick was 28 years old, and he says there's no way she would have deliberately missed some of the most important moments of their little boy's life.
I knew after Braden's birthday in October and then Thanksgiving, and especially with Christmas time in that area, like it kind of sealed the deal for me, unfortunately. I mean, it's a pit in my stomach I can't really describe.
Trunick suffered from mental health issues and addiction. The family has hired a private investigator to help Santa Rosa police search for her in hopes of finding some closure. They're asking anyone with information to please come forward.